Hello, dear viewers, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Thanks for coming along. Well, this video is about Her Royal Highness Princess Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. Now, mercifully, I hadn't heard anything about her for a few weeks, but, you know, all good things come to an end. And now the Princess of Privacy has shown us it all. Okay, I'm not saying nude, but a twerking video. Now, I'm not moralistic. I've got no objection to someone twerking, whether she's pregnant or not. Okay, twerking at any age, I mean, so long as they're adults, is absolutely fine. It's a sexually provocative dance. And this is a couple of years ago when she was heavily gravid with her daughter Lilibet, Princess Lilibet, as she now is, whom they nauseatingly gave that name Lilibet because it was the late Queen Elizabeth II's baby name. When Elizabeth II was an infant and couldn't pronounce her own name Elizabeth, it came out as Lilibet. So it was just so cringe. It was just so infradig to give her this baby mispronunciation as her official name. Miss Meghan was then carrying her child when she did her baby mama dance. Okay, and Star Keisha's tune is playing in the background. She said she's intending to bring on labour, but this would have been very premature and so on. And then Prince Harry is shown there making some shapes. Do they call it busting moves? I don't know. I'm no Terpsichorean. But wait a second. Princess Privacy, you want to be left alone. So shut up. Get your face off the screen. Get out of my face. Give us nothing to see, nothing to comment on, and people will soon forget you. But you keep going viral. You keep being, being newsworthy. You could just twerk and not film it. You could film it and just have that for private consumption. But if you publish it to the whole world, yeah, people are going to sit up and take interest. So I'm not like judgmental about this. I don't care about her twerking. Okay, it's good that people have fun. It's good that she takes a bit of exercise and all the things like that. I don't think it's undignified. My goodness. So there's theory, which I think is bogus, that, you know, that she never was pregnant, blah, blah, blah. And this is simply to try and dispel that rumour because they've lied about the actual date of the birth. Why, even if only by a couple of days, very cagey about where the child was born, all the other royal babies were born in St Mary's Hospital, Paddington. There's this theory that she never was pregnant, was wearing some sort of like prosthesis or whatever, or did some bending, which is impossible if a woman is carrying a child. So it could be that, there's that idea there's a surrogate child. Is it his sperm and her egg or not her egg or whatever, or maybe not his sperm, but carried by a surrogate mother, given birth to by someone else, and then Meghan brings the child up as her own. And there were all these Looney Tunes of saying that Prince Archie wasn't real, was a doll. Well, I think we put that one to bed. I don't think anyone believes that there is no Prince Archie now. So, yeah, I don't dispute her right to do so and her legal and moral, but I just think it doesn't make any sense if you're then demanding that the media get out of your life. So, but you keep being newsworthy on purpose. You keep publishing stuff. You keep inviting us into your life. There are few things that could be more private than her twerking at home whilst pregnant and so on with her husband. So you can't have it both ways. Make up your mind. Do you want to be a public figure or not? You could be a private person. You know, there are other working royals like Prince Edward, like Princess Anne. And they get far less news coverage than these two because they don't court controversy. They perform their public duties, but apart from that, we don't hear from them. They don't go mouthing off their most tendentious opinions. They don't publish all these private photos and videos themselves. They are rather uninteresting. As Princess Anne says that she's a fuddy-duddy, in case you don't know who she is, she's the 75-year-old younger sister of King Charles. Prince Edward, that's Charles III's youngest brother, born 1964. He's now been made Duke of Edinburgh. Okay, so Meghan Markle is exuberant. She's rejoicing in the fact that she is about to give birth for the second time. All right, absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's good that she has got this happiness and she shares it with her husband and all the rest of it. Is she being authentic? Seemed to me that she was. And actually, the poor lighting and camera work show has her amateurism. There's a certain authenticity to that. And authenticity is not something which I'd often accuse her of. But what's very inauthentic about her is then demanding that people leave her alone. And the reportage has to be universally laudatory, that she's not open to the same scrutiny and critique as anybody else. So make up your mind, Meghan. You could have privacy, even if not absolute privacy, a lot closer to it if you didn't go releasing these videos. So do you want to be private or not? And if you do want to be private, stop publishing private stuff. And people will say rather less about you. Okay, so and these they're very hypocritical. They're always sending out mixed messages, always contradicting themselves. Now, MM, you know, even her worst enemy, that's me, wouldn't call her thick. But Prince Harry really is short of grey matter. So perhaps he just doesn't have the cognitive ability to realise how he's undermining his own message there, demanding that the media leave him alone and not publish any stories about him unless they're completely laudatory. And at the same time, doing things which are contentious, inviting more attention, publishing these private images. So, I suppose I can't really blame him for being dim. All right. Thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and join my campaign to remove Prince Harry from the line of succession. He's not willing to play by the rules. Okay, make up your mind. Are you royal or not? You can't be half royal. I'm not one. Surprise, surprise. George for King, King of Ireland. Other things about them. People say that Harry will never be king because number one in line, that's Prince William. Number two is eldest son, George. Number three, assuming George dies without children, Charlotte. Number four, if Charlotte dies without children, is a younger brother, Louis. Okay. So people say that Harry will never be king. I sincerely hope he doesn't become monarch. But all it takes is one terrorist attack or a plane crash or something, and Harry's king. And that scenario must be avoided at all hazards. So remove him from the line of succession if it's so unacceptable. All the rules he has to play by, he can be got rid of. All right, thanks everybody. Thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye.